when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, precious Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on to the second hour. We're switching gears, and in another way, we're not, because me and all of our staff, we agree that the first hour with a political prisoner, if he gave up, would be in the same class as Leslie Borey and people like the Goodwin boy who's in the gulag in Charlottesville, Virginia. We're seeing a meltdown of law and order, not just in the United States, but in all the Western world, you know, Anglo-Saxon law. But anyway, that's going to mesh perfectly, because we have a whole new crew. We have a second hour. Sister Nancy's going to stay with us, but we're bringing in my little sister, the Braveheart. Monica's coming on, and we also have our special guest, Paul Fromm. Well, Paul and Monica are going to be pretty much ramrodding the second and third hour. Gene won't be on tonight because we got so much stuff to cover the second and third hour. Anyway, before we go to our special guest, I'm just going to honor our donors again, because we have a couple of donations came in. While you probably figured out, we recorded that first hour the other day with Mike Weaver, because that's the only time we could catch him. As you might have picked up, Mike Weaver is in hiding now because there's an arrest warrant out for him in Georgia. The Zog, they're chasing him down. They're trying to find him, breaking every law, breaking not only the supreme law handed down from the Supreme Court of the state of Georgia, but also the Supreme Court of the United States. What the state of Florida and now the state of Georgia have done, they have given the big finger to the law of the land. Because, as you know, those Jews, there's a one law for us, the Goyim, and there's another law for the poisoners of the well, the eternal poisoners of the well. But before we go further, and I'm getting ready to go to our people, but we got to honor our donors. We have Hank, a.k.a. the Sasquatch, from down in the swamps, the Bigfoot swamps of Georgia, where that's where these Sasquatch guys hang out, man. So we got Mr. and Mrs. Sasquatch sent a donation in. Just got it just today, as a matter of fact. And also, we have, so thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Sasquatch. You know who I am. We can't use your real name, and everybody knows why. We have also Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, just like Clockwork, sent us a great sacrifice. It's a sacrifice to these people. We don't have any rich people supporting us. We have all regular people. But without them, we could not survive, people. We really couldn't. Jay-Z, Jay-Z is really special to me. He's a Vietnam brother. He was a Purple Heart wounded. He was wounded up close and personal with the VC in Vietnam. The guy. I met him. I love him like a brother. Well, he is a brother. So thank you so much, Sasquatch, Mr. and Mrs. Sasquatch. Thank you, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone 8. And also, old Biscuit. He's from down there in Florida. He's from the Gator Swamps. He said he ain't seen nary a Sasquatch down there. He said mostly he's a big old huge gators down there. So thank you so much, Biscuit. And also, Janice. We may have mentioned Janice earlier in the first hour, but that's okay. We got Janice of Gallatin, Tennessee. She's married to Rich Hamblin. I can't say this too many times. I rode to Charlottesville with Rich Hamlin. We participated in that battle August the 12th of 2017. That I'll never forget that. I still have the shirt, some of the clothing that I wore that day. I have it in a trophy case because this is covered with blue and red crap and some blood, not a whole lot. But I'll never, ever forget that, and I'll never depart from that shirt. I'll just give you one quick tale before we go. I used to be, as you well know, I was a co-host with the Political Cesspool, and I still was when I did the broadcast from Charlottesville, directly from the Battle of Charlottesville. I was broadcasting live. And later on, back at the compound, I had a Political Cesspool shirt on. One of the young kids there, he couldn't have been over 17, 18 years old. He just kept staring at my shirt and looking at it and admiring it. So I took my shirt off. I'm the type of guy, I give you the shirt off my back. I took my shirt off. I autographed it and gave it to him. And I found out some weeks later, he contacted me and he told me he had that shirt in a trophy case. And another fellow gave me his shirt, and it was like, here I am, this little guy, way less than 200 pounds. Some guy gave me an XXX shirt. It looked like a moo-moo, but I was wearing that thing everywhere. But anyway, that's how I got Janice that's how I got on Rich in the Battle of Charlottesville, because Janice is married to a very dear brother of mine that we rode to Charlottesville together. Also, the last donor, Harold of Jonesboro. Guys, thank you so much. It really humbles me. It humbles all of us at Blood River for get this money, because I know money is very hard to come by. But thank you so much. We have to take time to do that. There's no other way we can get out of it. But anyway, we won't have to introduce the bell cow because she came on the first hour. But we're going to get my sister, who I dearly love, Miss Monica Braveheart, and I'm going to let her, if she will bring in and introduce our other brother, Paul Fromm. So Sister Braveheart, take it away. The next 2 hours are pretty much you do the ramrod. You're kind of the boss the next 2 hours. So how you doing there, big sis, little sister?
Doing very well. Thank you, Eddie. I listened to that first hour. That was dynamite with Mike Weaver, and I agree with your assessment that this is the perfect segue. These next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about some of these laws that are on the books in Canada. They seem to be popping up every day. There seems to be a new law that I'm hearing about, and some of them in various stages of being passed or you know, in the different stages. But I know that Paul Fromm wants to talk about, in particular, this Online Harms Act, Bill C-63, I believe is the number. But before I pass the microphone over to him, just in the context, you know, in the last few days, we've had in the UK, there's Samuel Melia, who has been sentenced to 2 years prison for something similar. That's stickers, which the judge himself said that there's nothing unlawful on the stickers, and the stickers have only factual information on it. That's not the issue. But he actually said this is deterrent. And it looks like he got in his instructions, you know, in how to do the sentencing, because there was a delay in the actual final sentencing announcement. And it seemed like he had a completely different demeanor as a little bit earlier in the day, that there's some, you know, some hidden hand was giving him instructions of how to handle that case. His wife, Laura. Whoops.
He got a call from a big boy.
That was a little bit unclear there. Was that Paul?
Yeah, I said he got a call from the big boys.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, I was just going to say his wife, Laura Towler, who's been very involved in the Patriotic Alternative there, at the forefront of that movement, along with Mark Collette, she's 8 months pregnant. So it looks like she'll be without her husband, bringing their second child into the world. I mean, this is where we're at right now. There are many political prisoners now in a lot of different countries, including in Canada. You know, this Western so-called democratic, so-called free countries that we all grew up thinking were, you know, where we have total freedom of speech and freedom of the press, all these things. Well, we're witnessing, I think this is like the last gasp of those who are the hidden hand, all the advisors, those who wield the puppet strings behind all our government representatives in this system that is just the absolute tyrannical system. We're looking at historical times here. You know, the historians of the future are going to be looking back at these times right now, talking about us just like we've been talking about the Bolshevik Soviet Union in times just before they did their rampage. And I do hear the music. So after the break, we're going to bring in Paul Fromm.
And I can't wait to hear Mr. Paul Fromm, a brother of ours. Be right back, folks.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie the Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio, precious Blood River Radio family, we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to go back right back to Sister Monica. She's got a few other things to say. Then she's going to bring our special guest tonight, Paul Fromm, and our brother. So go ahead, Sister Braveheart, take off.
Yes, thanks. I just want to complete those thoughts, but really I was basically coming to the end of the introduction thoughts. But here we are. Let's not shoot the messengers. That's what our governments are doing right now. They're shooting the messenger. It's like shooting the weatherman who is warning you of a blizzard coming. That's exactly what's going on right now, where they even say openly that truth is no defense. So, without further ado, I would like to pass the microphone over to Paul Fromm, who is going to explain some things about these Canadian laws. And I think you're going to start out by talking about this online harms bill. So over to you, Paul.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Monica. And it is always a huge honor to be on Blood River Radio. I love the name Blood River. It was one of the great victories of our European people. With faith in God and determination, they withstood an incredible attack by the Zulus. And it was just a phenomenal phenomenal victory. It was inspiration that, Eddie, you named your program that.
Thank you so much, sir. I most certainly did. I don't want to sound like, theatrical, but that name kind of came to me in a dream, because I had been pondering for a long time about what to do to try to save our people and I was really emotionally upset about what was going on in South Africa, and I was over in the wilds of Tennessee deer hunting, and I had been over there for about a week, and I've been thinking about that and kicking the idea around to my best friend of over 60 years now, and you're one of the few people. Most of the people that I talked to, including Sam, almost to the man, they said I should not use that name, Blood River, because it was sound too combative, too cruel. Even my best friend advised against it, but I said, "Hey, it's Blood River or nothing. If I can, I got to do it my way. It's my way or the highway." And I was so
you were so right, Eddie, and it was so inspired because Blood River was not a massacre in the sense of what the Zionists are doing in Gaza today against unarmed, defenseless people. The Voortrekkers were fighting against an onslaught. They were wildly outnumbered. And these were armed men that came after them. This was not they weren't going into villages slaying women and children. There's a huge difference, you know. And I respect Sam Dixon's counsel, of course, but I can only say this was inspired, and I love to be on your show.
Well, I thank you. I take that as a supreme compliment, Paul. Because I've been following you for years, way, way before I ever thought about having a Blood River. In fact, I was talking to Rand just yesterday, and I said, been doing this gig for about 19 years now. I started that with James Edwards. James was real young. We were all younger then. We were out in what we used to call the bean field. I won't get too far astray, but we were in the bean field. We were out on the in the river bottoms of the Loosahatchee River. And tipped in and just outside of Shelby County, Tennessee. And we used to kill wasps and snakes. I mean, literally, this radio show was literally on the right in the bottoms where they were growing soybeans. But it was hotter than hell in the summer, cold as hell in the winter. So I've been doing it that many years. And I knew about you even before then, Paul, because you have been doing this, I guess, since the late 60s. And in fact, every time you come on, James and other people like Dr. Hill, and they always speak very, very, very highly of you. And it's a great honor of mine to have you on Blood River Radio. And it's a great. And I'll say something else before I go, since I'm saying all this emotional stuff. I'm just an average old guy. Average intelligence, average everything you can think of. But I knew when I got this program, I was going to go out and find, number one, my number one priority was to find people of character, people, principled people. I wouldn't worry about how smart they were or tough or how rich, but I wanted people that were this rock solid character. And preferably if they had some type of expertise in a field, if they were smart, that'd be better. Be better, but I think that God has intervened in Blood River because we have survived many, many, many attacks on us, and we keep coming, and we have enough money. Like they say, God gives you just what you need. He didn't give you excess stuff probably, but we always have enough money to pay the airtime and keep on. And I think we've assembled, of all the people I've seen, I'll be 77 years old pretty soon, in less than a month. And I think our staff we have on Blood River, from everything I've seen, including you, Paul, I think we have the absolute best of the best, the cream of the crop. I think as good as you can get, as good of people as you can get, and still be a human being. None of us are angels, but anyway, I think that God has smiled upon us, and I've got that crew, I've got that staff, and really, I just come in here and put it on cruise control, and they really do. They carry our staff carries this program. I could not possibly do it without them, and you're one of them, Paul. And God bless you. I love you so much for what you've done, and I feel akin to you. But I hope I didn't go too long. But I do have a great deal of pride in Blood River Radio. I eat, sleep, and breathe it. And I have a great, great love for the people who own our radio program. I love them like blood kin. I really do. So with that, go ahead, Miss Sister Braveheart or Paul. Go ahead, Paul. I think Sister Braveheart brought you in. So go ahead, Paul. Carry on, brother.
Well, top of the agenda right now for freedom fighters in Canada is a recent bill brought in by the Trudeau regime, but by our great ungrateful Minister of Justice Arif Virani. Arif Virani. Now, we are nice people. We tend not to scold or talk to foreigners rudely or assertively, but I think we should. Arif Virani, he is our Minister of Justice, recently appointed. He came to Canada as a refugee from Uganda. He is what they call an Asian in Uganda. And Idi Amin, some of the older listeners will remember him, Idi Amin expelled the Asians. He was sick and tired of them exploiting black people as merchants. And, you know, of course, there are two sides of the story, of course. But nonetheless, his family fled Uganda and they came to Canada, and we gave them shelter, as we did many other Ugandan Asians. So how does he pay back the European founding settler people of this country that took him and his family in by bringing us a piece of legislation that's straight out of Stalinist Russia? You know, I know you should. Oh, we shouldn't talk about the person's ethnicity. Yes, we should. He is here thanks to the goodness or the brainlessness, depending on your point of view, of the Canadian government of the day. We took him in. How does he pay us back? By bringing a piece of Soviet-era legislation. A lot of people may not be aware, but certainly early on in Stalin's regime, you could be executed for anti-Semitism, whatever that is. Well, one of the features of this law is life imprisonment. Oh, no, you won't be executed. Life imprisonment, here's one example. If you commit a violation of the criminal code, let's say hypothetically, somebody cuts you off. So you jump out of your car and you punch the person in the nose. Okay, you get arrested, and depending on the judge, you might get a $500 fine or a month in jail or maybe even 6 months in jail. Okay. If instead of just punching him in the nose and saying nothing, or say you said, you're a rotten driver, or, hey, how dare you? But if you said, you Chinese don't know how to drive, if he was, I say, Chinese, or he's a homosexual, and you say, I bet you're putting on your lipstick, you fag, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that could be deemed, it could be deemed that you were committed the crime for hate against a privileged group. You could theoretically get life imprisonment for a poke in the nose if you just said the wrong thing. Now, okay, in the real world, you probably wouldn't get life imprisonment, but what sort of legislation could give you up to life imprisonment? To my understanding, only what you'd call first-degree murder or treason could get you life in prison. Armed robbery won't be life in prison. Various forms of assault, even betraying your country's secrets. And there was a person convicted recently, a member of the RCMP intelligence apparatus, who leaked Canadian secrets, and he got the max, which was 14 years in jail. So leaking your country's secrets in a situation which may well have cost somebody his life gets you 14 years.
Paul, hold that thought, brother. We've got to go to a quick commercial break. It won't be a long break. But we'll be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Three people have been killed after a National Guard helicopter crashes at our southern border. Two National Guard soldiers killed. One Border Patrol agent also died in the crash. Another soldier being treated in the hospital. Now, the chopper was in the vicinity conducting aviation operations near Rio Grande City in Texas. In Hawaii, AI technology is going to be used to prevent wildfires. Fire detection sensors are being installed to hopefully prevent what happened in Maui with that raging wildfire. Turning now to politics.
As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You're listening to First Lady Jill Biden as she warms up the crowd in Philadelphia ahead of the president's speech there Friday.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period. Well, take it seriously, folks, because that's what they're heading for.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good.
It's been 10 years following the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. A U.S. technology firm and the Malaysian government are collaborating on a fresh underwater exploration for the wreckage. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Austin-based marine robotics company Ocean Infinity conducted extensive searches for the aircraft's remnants in 2018. Company officials are now aiming to retry the search, utilizing advanced technology. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Blood River Radio family, if you ever smelt napalm, it don't smell like victory. But anyway, I think I smell victory coming before too long, because it's either going to be us or them. And you know who them is. People, we're going to go right back to Sister Monica before we go back to Brother Paul, because she's going to tie a few things together to make sure yours truly gets it, and make sure y'all out there, but make sure everything's clear. And she's going to add a few things. Then we'll go back to Brother Paul. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Yeah, Paul was talking about the penalty, the potential of life imprisonment. And I make the comment that perhaps the only reason that they're making it only life imprisonment and not death, like they did during, 100 years ago in Bolshevik Soviet Union, is because we currently don't have capital punishment on the books. So it would be a little bit too much to swallow if we don't have capital punishment on the books, and then they bring this online harms bill and say, oh yeah, we're going to just shoot you if you break the law here. So that's why it's only the possibility of life imprisonment. Secondly, I'll say that I think that our enemy, the eternal poisoners of the well, are in their last gasp. This is panic mode, because we're seeing a new piece of legislation popping up just about every week, it seems, because there's other laws as well that we could, we might get into during the next hour and a half. But this ties in with Mike Weaver. Paul was asking during the commercial break, like, what his friends were arrested for and why Mike Weaver is on the run, because isn't this covered by the First Amendment? Aren't they protected by the First Amendment? And I explained, well, no, that's why they're charging them with littering. They're charging them with littering instead of, paying attention to that they are actually, they have the right to disseminate information, like to pass out flyers. This is protected under the First Amendment, but they're just calling it litter. So, and then they get around the minimal fine for littering by just multiplying it by, 1,000 times, because they might have handed out 1,000 pieces of literature, which they call littering. Yes. Anyway, with that, I'm going to pass it right back to you, Paul, to carry on with your explanations.
I'd like to follow up on that for a sec. I don't think the Canadian and American systems, judicial systems, are that different. And there's a widely followed practice of not multiplying. For instance, in terms of a sentence, if a person has committed an act, let's say, of mischief, they're now charging people for putting up stickers in public places now, and that's called mischief. Okay, if you are charged with, say, three counts. They find three stickers. Normally, the sentence is not tripled. If the sentence is, you know, whatever, 30 days, let's say, they don't give you 90. This idea that $100 per leaflet multiplied by, you know, whatever it is, 3,000 equals a cent of $300,000. I'm sure that would be overturned at the Court of Appeal, but that is, it just shows the almost insane vindictiveness. They're violating every legal practice going doing a thing like that, which shows that. And I'm sure if the leaflet had said anything else, it wouldn't have been a problem. You wouldn't have been, these fellows wouldn't have been arrested or anything.
If it said Black Lives Matter, they would be helping them, distributing.
Yes.
You know, maybe give them candy.
If they said behind every undesirable institution is a white man. Like the Trump Board of Education is now circulated a document instructing its teachers on the following things. The purpose of education is to maintain white supremacy, so we have to fight against that. You wonder, this radically multicultural diversity, inclusion nonsense, and they say, well, our system is dedicated to white supremacy, so we have to fight it. This is like insanity territory. If that had been put in a pamphlet, I am sure there would be no problem. It's, it always comes down to which privileged minority is involved. Back to the Online Harms Act. Okay, there is potentially life in prison for advocating genocide against a privileged group. Now, advocating genocide is already part of the criminal code. It's section 318. It merits a sentence of 5 years. Well, they would like to up it to life imprisonment. And life imprisonment for running your mouth. I mean, this is truly psycho-Stalinist stuff. And it is already attracting a lot of negative comment in Canada, which is good. But you and I might think we know what advocating genocide is, but it's kind of murky. The radical Zionists are flipping out every time there's a protest where people are chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They say, well, that's advocating genocide. Well, no, it's not. It's wanting freedom for occupied Palestine. Now, one scenario might indeed be the massacre of the you-know-whos, but there are many other scenarios. Just like those who American patriots who wanted independence from Britain, it didn't mean executing every Englishman non-supportive Englishman in the country. That's not what it meant, and that's not what happened. It would depend on who the judge is. Is from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Is that advocating genocide? Well, I don't know, but given the absolute hysteria over the pro-Palestinian protests that are going on right across Canada week after week, day after day, they're really shaking things up here. It could. But I would say wet dream of Netanyahu and some of his hardcore compatriots. They want an Israel that is from the land between the two rivers, from the Nile to the Tigris. That's a Haaretz or Greater Israel.
That's right.
How are they going to? Well, I mean, I couldn't say that's advocating genocide. Maybe not necessarily. I mean, I guess they could persuade the people to leave and go elsewhere, but. I would say what's going on in Gaza right now is genocide. They're trying to make life unbearable for the civilians. They'll either starve them to death, or the problem is that there's no place for them to go. Frankly, nobody wants them. Israel, I mean, Egypt doesn't want them for all sorts of complicated reasons. Rather empty places like the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia don't want them, or certainly not large numbers. Jordan has too many of them. I mean, they really are virtually being driven into the sea, those who are not killed. I mean, it's a horror show. There is a genocide going on there.
If we just say it's okay to be white, they're missing. They turn that around like that's a crime because that's somehow gonna, you know, lead to the next Holocaust or something. I mean, that's how ridiculous it has become, hasn't it? And
yes. They now will conflate. They will conflate a point of view with a threat. They love to talk about potential violence. Although ironically, up here, when there is violence, the authorities do very little about it. Say something controversial. Have a bad thought. You know, in quotation marks, like Leslie Borey, you're in jail. He's now into his 13th month, unable to get bail. He probably won't have his trial until next February. He'll have been in for 2 years. So say the wrong things, you can't get bail. Do bad things, and you do get bail.
Paul, we have to hold that thought. We have to go to a quick break. We'll come right back to you people right here. Hang on, folks. We got to go to another break. Be right back.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging, and thank you again for keeping us on the air by sending your donations. If you will, if you don't mind, spread the word. We need more people listening to Blood River. Well, without further interruption, we're going to go right back to Brother Paul because he was right in the middle of talking about an important point before we went to that last break. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
Yeah, it's really important to see the real danger in this law. I think, as I say, most people would think they know what genocide is, like, hypothetically, kill all the people in the Congo. Let's massacre them. All right. Well, I guess that's a call for genocide. But it can get a lot more subtle than that. And if the penalty is life in prison, or potentially life in prison, it's going to be very selective. I'm sure calling for a greater Israel would not be considered genocide. And you know, the prostitute press keeps repeating the mantra that Israel has a right to defend itself. Well, okay, theoretically, I might agree. But that doesn't mean committing genocide on the poor people in Gaza. But the very thought that just running your mouth, maybe even saying things that are, I don't believe in the hate law, and I don't believe advocating genocide should be a criminal offense. But okay, it is. But running your mouth, and usually it's in a situation you're probably on the internet. Your audience is usually pretty small. But what is the great harm of that? And that could get you life in prison. The people, the evil forces behind this law are truly sick, and I'm not through with it yet. That's only, let's say, the early and interesting parts. Okay, the government wants an all-out attack. Yes, it wants to use the criminal code. Our notorious sections 318 and 319 of the criminal code, which criminalizes willfully promoting hatred or genocide against a privileged group, and that's race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, sexual confusion, or whatever. But the Supreme Court in the Watcott case back in 2012 made it clear that was only for minorities. White people couldn't complain. Well, this, you know, thing from a radical black group or is creating hatred against whites, or more particularly, this rant and rave creates hatred against Christians. Oh, that doesn't count. It's only privileged minorities. So race, but not whites. Religion, but not Christianity. Okay. So they want to increase the criminal use of the criminal code. Then they want to bring back something that we fought to a standstill a decade ago and got removed from the legislation. That was Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act. Now, Section 13 allowed a person to complain that something on the internet was likely to expose to hatred or contempt a privileged group. Again, you know, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, sexual confusion, you know, the LGBTQ crowd, that was used tyrannically, mostly by a member. He's now a member of the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, a group of censors in Ottawa, a lawyer named Richard Warren. And he got something like over 20 people who posted on the internet, charged before the Human Rights Tribunal, and with one exception, convicted. And this was you know how bad a law is when they're in its entire, 76 to 2003, you know, 13, you know, 35-year life, only everybody was convicted except one. That's a jurisdiction. That's a legal procedure on a par with North Korea. Kim Jong-un would be jealous. And one of the problems was truth was no defense, because this is a joke, and I'm sure it's a family station, so I won't draw the joke out. But the person you call a judge was called a member. A member.
Yes.
The member, limp or otherwise, what was chosen specifically for his knowledge of and sympathy for human rights. Okay, sounds all right. No, but that was only certain human rights. That's like minority rights, not rights like free speech. So you have a biased judge like you would in North Korea. I remember the Communist Party of North Korea and probably a distant pal of Kim Jong-un. He's judging. Well, like, are you going to get justice? Well, no wonder. No wonder. There was only ever one acquittal. And I was involved in a lot of issues.
Can I just ask? Okay. Was that the, you're saying that there's a section coming back, they're bringing it back in, there was only one acquittal. Now, is that the one, this the case where they got rid of this section out of the, you know, the hate law in Canada because it was actually used in reverse by some Muslims or something against the Jews, whereas usually it's the Jews using it against everybody else? Is that, am I wrong on that?
Yeah. That was wrong. I mean, the case was the Mark Lemire case. He's the one who had the Freedom Site. And
so I've got that mixed up with something else. Okay.
Yeah, we fought it to a standstill. It's very complicated. I'm going to say we won, say, three-quarters of a victory. I don't think the rest of the details are all that important, but he's the only one who ever won. And one of the problems was truth was no defense. And that, so you couldn't argue. Well, I'm making, supposing, and I frequently do this on our website, I post crime statistics. And I point out that as in the United States, in big cities like Toronto, crime, violent crime, and that's rape, armed robbery, and murder, is overwhelmingly a black thing. Blacks are about 5% of the country's population, but they can commit something like over 70% of the violent crimes. Now, those are facts. But I could hear see it being argued, well, yeah, but that's exposing to blacks to hatred or contempt. As the salesman says, it gets even better. The penalties, if you're found guilty by the member, you can be ordered to cease and desist, which means take down that post and or anything, never say anything else again like it, whatever that would mean. It's basically a lifetime gag order, and you can be fined up to $70,000.
Oh my
plus
God!
But again, as a salesman says, it gets even better. You can somebody can lay a complaint against you and be anonymous. They can be allowed to be anonymous if they fear harassment or fear for their safety or fear intimidation. Keeping the sexual theme, we have just committed gang rape on 1,000 years of Anglo-Saxon practice and law, you know, where the accused has the right to face the accuser. It's already an offense to intimidate a complainant. What they're doing is nothing new, but it allows for some of these minorities to rat you out. And you defending yourself, you couldn't call them as a witness. You couldn't even really get their side of, I mean, why did you say these words or, expose you or your group to hate or contempt? It would make the defendant even less capable of defending themselves, and we know the LGBTQ crowd and the Zionists are always portraying themselves as, oh, they're so vulnerable, oh, they're so afraid, they feel so uneasy, blah blah blah. The law shouldn't care about your mixed up emotional state, real or imagined. If you want to cause me
Oh, yeah, I guess we're done for the hour. But I would say that's one of the most egregious parts of it, this anonymity of the complainant.
Yes.
Yeah. And, terrible.
We come back when we come up on hour three. I'll read something out of a book, Setting the Record Straight, Letters from Cell 7, that back up what Paul just got through saying. People, hang on. We've got to transition into the third hour. So go get you a cup of coffee. We have a long break. So we'll be right back, folks.